Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. Today, my guest is Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and I've had the opportunity to interview an awful lot of interesting and important people over the years. She is absolutely one of the most interesting people that I've ever met. You're going to want to stay tuned to hear what she has to say. It'll surprise you.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back and welcome, Dr. King. And, you know, I held you in awe for many years. And of course, I admired and respected your late uncle and remember very, very clearly as a high school student, you know, that fateful day that his life was taken. And now I've gotten to know you and your family and your children and your cousin. It's been exciting.
It has been so exciting, and knowing you and Joy and the Charisma family, I followed the magazine for many years before I met you, never imagining that I'd have the wonderful opportunity to get to know you and to participate with Charisma, and I've been able to do that as well. I do want to say something, Steve. It's just so important to me, and it's going to be a little bit funny maybe, but listeners, Steve Strang and Joy Strang and I have many things in common. My mother, Naomi King, the Butterfly Queen, had an opportunity to meet them. And we found out that Joy is a bird lover and my mother's a bird lover. And so one thing that keeps me going in my life is something called pockets of happiness. And so Joy encouraged us to get the bird feeder, and it's on my deck. And then we've got the hummingbird feeders on the deck. We don't have a huge garden, just a little deck with flowers. But the hummingbirds and the butterflies zoom across, and the big birds try to bully the hummingbirds. And so now we have a tiny little haven just from spending a few moments with you on a warm summer day. And that has just added to my life and my mother's joy. And I really just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you. I remember that day. We had a lot of fun going through that garden. And I can remember that your mother would just put out her hand and those butterflies would land
on her hands. She's just, I don't know. It's something about her spirit. And the butterflies can sense it. So, yeah.
And, you know, so many interesting stories. And I remember how she told stories about how she took her sweet potato pie to Dr. King when he was in the hospital. And the story of how your home was blown up.
Well, yeah, the family home, it was the parsonage in Birmingham, Alabama, and we survived the bombing. And the main point in all of those recollections she shared with you, my uncle, listeners, had been stabbed in the chest in the 1950s. He had gone to New York to speak with Dr. Billy Graham, and they spoke together in Madison Square Garden because Dr. Graham said that the churches were too segregated. My uncle had been saying that the most segregated hour in America is Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. So Dr. Graham says, well, let's don't do a segregated meeting. Let's do something together. Well, an African-American woman who didn't agree with that message, obviously, stabbed my uncle in the chest in New York with a letter opener. And the doctor said if my uncle had sneezed, he would have died. But he had so much of the love of God in his heart at that time that God preserved him. And what he wanted my mother to send to New York was a sweet potato pie. And she did send the sweet potato pie. Yeah.
Well, I actually like sweet potato pie, but I've never had the privilege of having one of hers. But I have been able to be in your home and to get to know your children.
Yes.
And to even go on some outings with them. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, I imagine that you have more writings about mentoring young men than I know of. But my own sons firsthand had an opportunity to meet you and to be influenced by you. And you'd be happy to know that on their bedside tables, some of the books that you've suggested that they read, they have really started to read those. And I can see a transformation. They have their own natural father. However, having a natural father, but then having a man of God as a mentor or a group of men of God who are mentors has meant a lot to them. And so my pastor, Pastor Teddy McNair, my pastor founder, Alan McNair of Believers Bible Christian Church, went home to be with the Lord last year. But his son was teaching on Father's Day, the role of a father. And he said, even if your natural father wasn't there the way you needed your natural father to be there, your Father God will send mentors, role models. Sometimes it may even be a lady that can sow something into your life, but certainly men. So you've done that in my family with my sons, and I think you'd be amazed to see how they're doing.
Well, I'm honored that you would even say that. You know, you mentioned earlier Charisma Magazine, but you didn't mention that you were on the cover of Charisma Magazine. And when I realized that we had never framed it for you, I framed it and brought it to you there at the King Center in Atlanta. Met you there. You showed me all around Ebenezer Baptist Church and some of the other historic places there. It was quite an experience. And I remember that story we did about you. It's a great story. You know, you have a great deal of influence, but you don't fit the mold of what most people would think of as a civil rights leader. You, can I say it, you sort of danced your own drummer? Is that the expression they say?
I've been a drum major for justice. My uncle wrote a book or a speech about being a drum major, and that means kind of marching ahead of the crowd sometimes. And I've done that ever since I was a little girl. But I still want to mention, even if as I look at that, because people say, want to call me conservative. I'm a Christian. It's not so much that I'm conservative, but I am a morally, biblically based activist for social justice. So that means that I believe in social justice, but it needs to line up with the Bible. And I've always believed that. So if I'm going to be fighting for civil rights, then the values are going to be in the Bible. Let me mention this, though. I don't know how much time we have, but as I'm sitting here speaking with you, I remember even before we had to go to Ferguson and deal with the outbreaks there and all of the outbreaks that have happened since then with Black Lives Matter and all that. I came down here to Sanford in the wake of all of that had happened with Trayvon Martin. And the reason that things did not escalate so far here was that there was a community of prayer warriors who were not recognized because of skin color, but because of the blood of Jesus. And you all joined together and you pray together and you started a movement of unity. And I think it was around that time because Bishop Harry Jackson had me come down here and talk and we were at a meeting and that's when you and I had our first encounter and conversation. So I carried that faith, that hope and that love from those initial racial reconciliation moments through each of the escalating times. And so when people begin to scream Black Lives Matter, and of course they do, all lives matter. John 3:16 does not designate which skin color Jesus died for, because Jesus, Acts 17:26, died for everybody. We're one blood. But that prayer work that you are continuing to do is something that is continuing to resonate across America. And I've worked with Bishop Jackson this year and many other fine people on April the 9th in Washington, D.C. with the Reconciled Church. And so I can remember, you were at the first Reconciled Church meeting with us.
I've been to a couple of them.
As a matter of fact, I know you were. So that's the kind of work that we must do the rest of this year, moving into next year.
And I want to thank you for coming to our community. We brought you in to speak at our prayer breakfast, and it was a couple of months before the trial.
Yes.
And there were people who were saying that Sanford was going to burn down because they said they were going to do it. These were radical people,
That's right, of course, and they were
from out of town. And as terrible as that was, relationships were formed and some good things have happened since then. I really think that we have more goodwill between the so-called black and white communities.
The ethnic communities. We're coming together. We really are.
So we have to believe as Christians that all things work together for good to them who love the Lord. And in the last minute or so that we have, I want to ask you about your book. It has an interesting title. Tell us about King's Rules.
King Rules really talks about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and the rules that I learned growing up in the family of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. about how to live. And if you've fallen off track and need to come back, you can always do that. And so it talks about valuing your home, your family, education, the beloved community, life, marriage, and family. So these are tested, biblically based rules that all of us should follow. And if we find ourselves getting away, we always need to come back.
That's a good word, isn't it? And I just thank you for being on the podcast, and thank you for the way you serve in so many ways, including on our little nonprofit Christian Life Missions. Thank you. And for those who want to get hold of you or find out more about Alveda King Ministries, or even have you come and speak at their church or their conference or something, how would they network with you?
If people will visit me at alvedakingministries.com, that's a good place to start.
Well, I just encourage you to take advantage of that. You are a great wealth of information, and you are such a loving example of what a Christian could be. It's just a privilege to know you and to be your friend.
Thank you so much
being with us today on the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.